third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Coming up, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totisac. We'll tell you more about that and how to win here in a little bit, so stay tuned for that opportunity. And, of course, we'll take your calls as well, 800-259-9231. You know, we have been besieged for some reason, Mark, this particular week by these chemtrail callers. And honestly, we're not scientists. And I don't think any of our callers have been scientists either in this particular case. But the people are trying to make this case that we're all being poisoned. Look up at the sky. You can see the evidence. Those aren't contrails. You may have thought they were, but they're not. They're actually chemtrails. They're actually barium and other chemicals and metals that they're just pouring out of the airplanes into the skies for the purposes of either controlling your mind or poisoning you or controlling the weather.
Sedating you, yeah.
So the reasons are varied.
Well, and it makes, but the jumping to conclusions makes as much sense as saying, I see a government vehicle, they must be transmitting mind-altering waves out of it. I mean, that's the kind of jump in logic that you're seeing there. I mean, I'm not supporting government vehicles. I think that the government has far too many of them, but I don't assume that because the government is driving cars around that they're transmitting, mind-controlling waves out of the trunk.
So I figured let's see if we can get a little bit more information, maybe from somebody who knows what it is that they're talking about. In this case, I went up and I looked up how long do contrails last, because the claim of the last caller was that, well, you see that if it lasts a long time, it can't be a contrail. It has to be chemicals that they're putting up there or metals or whatever it is they're ostensibly spraying. And as you pointed out, Mark, you remember contrails lasting a long time as a kid. I remember things similar to that, but I'm not a professional. I don't fly planes for a living. But there is someone who does. He's got a website called contrailscience.com, and so let's see what he has to say. The question, how long do contrails last? Answer, anywhere from less than a second up to several hours. He says that this is an oft-asked question. The answer is reasonably straightforward, but misunderstanding is common. To understand why a contrail can last as little as a fraction of a second or as long as several hours, you need to understand what a contrail is and how it forms. So here's another question which has the exact same answer. How long does a snowflake last? Now, why is this basically the same question? Because contrails are generally made of ice crystals. Jet exhaust contains a lot of water vapor. A chemical reaction actually produces more water than there was originally jet fuel. And when this gets shot out the back of the engine at 2,000 miles per hour, it hits the frigid air, typically colder than negative 40 degrees, and the water vapor condenses and freezes very quickly into tiny ice crystals, just like snowflakes. So why do these ice crystals sometimes stay around for a long time and sometimes vanish in seconds? Well, the temperature is well below freezing, so they can't melt, can they? This is puzzling because it involves something that most people know nothing about, which is sublimation. Now, sublimation, stop me if you're not following this.
I'm with you.
Sublimation is when a substance, in this case water, goes directly from being a solid to being a vapor without actually melting into a liquid first. So
okay.
Do you follow?
Yeah.
It's like evaporation, except instead of a liquid evaporating, it's a solid that's evaporating. So if the air is dry, like there's little water vapor in it, then the ice crystals will quickly sublimate into vapor and the trail will vanish quickly. However, if the air already has a lot of water vapor in it, then the ice will sublimate slower and the trail will last longer. If the air has so much water vapor in it that it can't hold any more, that it is supersaturated, then the ice crystals can't sublimate, and so the contrail will stay around for a long time. The ice crystals might even attract water from the air if there is enough, and the contrail will get thicker. Winds might make the contrail spread out to even cover the whole sky. And what was our last caller talking about? How the whole sky from one side to the other was covered with chemtrails. They didn't go away quickly, so they must be chemicals. The above is
right. It is a jump in conclusion. I'm not gonna. It makes more sense to me to say the government's spraying chemicals out of the back of airplanes than it does to say see those lines in the sky. Those are the government spraying chemicals out of the back of an airplane. Because I mean, we all know, we've all looked at learned at least some cursory level of science on contrails and had some understanding of them when we were kids. And then looks like paranoid lunacy to me. I'm sorry.
That's what it is. The above is a simplification, says the author here at ContrailScience.com, as other factors like temperature, pressure, and sunlight do have an effect. But it explains the basic reasons why some trails last only a few seconds and some can last for hours and spread out to cover the entire sky. And finally, there is one more way of asking this question. How long do clouds last? This is the same question, because contrails are clouds. Contrails are physically similar, very similar to cirrus clouds, except that they're long and thin, and so they act almost exactly the same. And you see cirrus clouds that last for hours, so why not contrails? There you go. Scientific explanation for you as to why those contrails are not actually chemicals or metals or whatever it is, you know, that you have been led to believe by the conspiracy kook talk radio programs and websites out there. 1-800-259-9231. Now, again, as you said, Mark, that doesn't mean the government wouldn't do something like this. That doesn't mean that they wouldn't be interested in experimenting on people without their knowledge. There's plenty of evidence that they've done things like that in the past. But what it does mean is that the websites and the talk radio programs and the promoters of this, the people that are making the videos about it and selling them, the people that are writing books and selling those books or whatever it is, the products that are out there supposedly protecting you from the chemtrail in the sky, get your gas masks on. These are people just trying to cash in on your paranoia.
Well, I don't. In some cases, they're doing it on their own. I mean, they're not getting paid. I wouldn't suggest that people believe or not believe what it is that they're purporting. I wouldn't be so jaded to say that they're just trying to cash in, but I think they're wrong.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231, and apparently science also thinks they're wrong as well. So let's continue here. You can bring up anything. Helen, listening to WNYY in Ithaca, New York. Hello, Helen.
Oh, hi.
Hey,
Helen. You, gentlemen.
Hey.
I was wondering, and I actually was in, like, philosophy and government at an Ivy League school, and I don't totally get what the difference is between... all right, I'm going to say, like, face up here. All right, I lived in France for a while. You could call me a socialist, and I would say, thank you, I'm proud to be one. Those were the happiest days of my life. The French government worked very well, and I know that you're not in agreement with that.
I don't agree with stealing. I think if you want to get together with your own people of the like mind and have a commune, I think that's fine. But forcing other people is against, you know, my moral belief system. I don't think it's right.
Everybody was very happy there. It was a better scene than it is in this country, let me tell you.
Okay. And everybody was happy. Great.
Yeah, all my grandparents are from Ireland, so I'm getting my brothers to have us apply for Irish citizenship, mainly so I can go back there anytime I feel like it. Anyhow, I wasn't calling for that reason. But how can you distinguish between an anarchist and a libertarian?
Great question. I'll tell you what. Hold on. We'll bring you back. We'll have this discussion in a moment. I want to make sure we give away the Totusac. Two-pack of the Totusac.
Helen won them one
could
time.
Did she win?
Yeah, she did. Cool. Yeah, I keep track of that.
So, yeah, Totusac.us. You can go to TOTASAK.us, and you can win even if you are a socialist.
we hold no grudges.
Yep, like, you'll get a two-pack of these.
She's always very nice.
Awesome tools that allow you to bring the groceries back in from the car. And for me, it's one trip. It makes it so easy. And they're a great tool. Plus, they double as a self-defense device. Go to totasac.us to learn more, to order yourself a family pack, or even get them wholesale at totasac.us. If you want a two-pack, you could have them if you dial in right now at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. Call in now to win a two-pack of the Totusac. 603-435-1105. More Free Talk Live coming up.
It's the shirt you wear most. an essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and Biggins all sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today, and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website, where we give you the features for free. The archives are there, so if you've missed a moment of the show, don't worry. It's right there, top of the page. Click, download, and it's yours. Go to freetalklive.com, and when I say it, I mean lots of its. There's years' worth of archives there, going all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free. Thanks to Hostgator.
Hostgator makes it simple for you to get your own website. You can go buy a domain name there. They have .com names, .anything. They have tools and templates from which you can use to generate your website. They make it easy for the average person to make their own website, whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. HostGator can do that for you, and they'll give you a 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support, and if you use the link we've got, it's hostgator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. It's a great bonus. hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue here, we go back to Helen listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Helen, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Now, you had asked the question in the last segment about what is the difference between an anarchist and a libertarian. Was that the question?
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Well,
I will identify myself as a socialist, although okay. I'm on the Democratic Committee here, but I really would prefer to be a socialist. I lived in France and
loved it.
Loved it.
All right. So, Mark, you want to have a crack at this one?
Well, you know, first off, I guess a word is defined by usage. So an anarchist largely, in its terms and usage, whether or not this is the official term or whatever, means a bomb-throwing crazy man who wants to see...
No. Do you remember those two Italian guys who were, executed in the 1930 or something? They were not. They just believed that there should not be government in it. So it's like the same thing that you're professing. And they were executed.
Indeed,
in this country.
But there's also the guy who shot McKinley. I've never can get his name right. And the guy who shot Archduke Ferdinand and started off World War One and essentially started off World War Two because World War One caused World War Two. Indeed. I'm just saying that, there's certainly people that identify themselves as anarchists that are not bomb-throwing weirdos. However...
No, these two Italian guys were not bomb-throwing weirdos. They were not born here. They were born in Italy, but they were just, politically active, and they, were anarchists, and they were executed.
So, understood.
And that's horrible.
Yeah, understood. I sympathize with people who use the term to describe themselves, and I understand what it is that they're trying to say when they say it. I think that it is an unhelpful term. I think that it draws up in people's minds, the kind of people that would shoot President McKinley or shoot Archduke Ferdinand and then like the results.
They didn't shoot anybody.
But those two people didn't, but the two people that shot those two guys were self-identified as anarchists, okay?
Anarchists, right.
Yeah. So,
and there are people, more common, contemporary times where you see these protests happening at, G20 or whatever, where people are in the streets, they're rioting, they're destroying storefront windows, they're throwing Molotov cocktails. These people would also call themselves anarchists. So now we're getting into the discussion.
But are you guys against protest or something?
No, I'm against Molotov cocktail throwing.
No, but what's happening in Wisconsin? Is that something bad? Nothing violent has happened in Wisconsin.
I think that people should, I think that as long as they're being peaceful, then they should not be bothered. It's probably getting, a lot of people in the same room for a long time. It's probably getting a little stinky. But other than that, I think they're doing what they want to do.
Yeah, I have a problem with aggression, and that's what we see happening with these people breaking things and destroying and, intimidating, and whether they're actually anarchists or not is another question. They call themselves anarchists, or the media is calling them anarchists, and so the word anarchist there's different factions of people that would call themselves anarchists. There are very, very peaceful human beings that would call themselves anarchists that believe that government should be done away with. There are also people that call themselves anarchists who are not very peaceful and who don't believe really that government should be done away with. They believe that the government as it exists should be gotten rid of, but that their government should be installed in its place. They're not really anarchists, I don't think, but they call themselves anarchists.
They were targeted. They didn't self-describe themselves as anarchists. They were targeted.
let's go on to the term libertarian. Libertarian covers another group of people. Some of them, you know, just basically Republicans will call themselves libertarians. And then on down to people that believe in a much smaller government, people that want to see the United States military returned completely to the country. Some of them want it, you know, done away with so that we have only have a militia, no standing army.
I joined the Libertarian Party in the late, or I guess around the year 2000, I was under the impression that it meant that libertarian was somebody who didn't believe in the use of initiating force against other human beings, which to me led me to the conclusion that it was always wrong to initiate force, to aggress against other human beings. So the term libertarian, again, spans another gamut. There's no real firm definition. Again, it depends on how it's used, and I think that the term has been poisoned these days. I wouldn't call myself an anarchist or a libertarian, but plenty of people would call me both.
Right. How about like the Green Party? Do you have something are you opposed to the Green Party?
Well, I'm opposed to their platform, but I hope that they do good. I hope that, you know,
I'm not opposed to all their platform. They believe in ending the war on drugs. I fully support that.
I want them to, you know, but they, in some ways, they want a lot more government intervention. But I want a third party to do better. I'm always rooting for that third party.
But the question, hold on now. The question kind of is going astray from the original concept. Anarchist and libertarian are not political parties. There is a libertarian party, but the libertarian movement is much larger than the Libertarian Party. There is no, you know, the Green Party is just a political party. There's not necessarily
Why can't we have a coalition and get a third party in? Because there's so much corruption here. In fact, I think the only person I trust is Sanders, you know, from Vermont, you know.
What about Dennis Kucinich?
Yeah, well, he's okay, I guess.
To answer your question, the reason why there can't be a coalition is because there's too much disagreement. Mm-hmm. I mean, the libertarians and the Greens may agree on some things, like, you know, getting out of the war, for instance, in Iraq or Afghanistan. They may agree on ending the war on drugs and, in general, you know, emptying prisons of nonviolent, peaceful offenders. I think there's a lot of things they can agree on, and they can work together on those issues. And I think we've seen those things happen. When I was in the Libertarian Party, I was very close with a number of the people in the Green Party. So, you know, I've spent time in their homes. I knew them very well. And so I think that that's happening to some extent. But on other issues, they're very, very opposed. Like, you know, the Green Party might want more intervention, you know, the government to take money from people in order to give it to others by threat of violence. And, you know, they won't ever admit that necessarily. But that's, you know, whenever you want the government to do something, you're threatening violence against your other peaceful human beings that you should be coexisting with. So I think that a lot of Greens could easily be brought on with the ideas of liberty. And I've seen that happen because the ideas of liberty, and I'm not using the term libertarian, just the ideas of liberty are the most humane ones out there, and I think a lot of Green folks, they believe in humanity towards their fellow man. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Helen. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
And take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can just visit m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our streams and podcasts. That's m.freetalklive.com. Coming up this summer, June 20th through the 26th, the biggest freedom-themed event of 2011 is happening, and it's called the Porcupine Freedom Festival, brought to you by the Free State Project. It is going on at Rogers Campground, where it happened last year, in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting live, as will hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people who will call themselves everything from libertarians to anarchists to voluntarists, all kinds of different liberty.
Sensualists, libertarians.
Yeah, different liberty-loving people will be there. And you can, too. So go to porkfest.com to get registered. Go to P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. Get registered. Early bird registration, a measly $25. Now, camping's obviously more on top of that. But $25 for the whole week. You can go and use our discount code and save 20% on that, as well as on T-shirts and flags and other things that you might want in advance there. You can go to porkfest.com, use our code FREETALKLIVE, and take the spaces out. You can't put spaces in this code. FREETALKLIVE is our code. The website, porkfest.com. With a C, porkfest.com. We look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be a blast. Everything from family fun to agorism in action, live bands, all kinds of fun stuff going on. Porkfest.com. As we continue here with your calls, ladies first, Tiana is listening in California. Tiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. Okay. I have a question in regards to the silver and the gold coins. I'm wondering, for those of us that really can't afford silver and gold, the silver coin that's already in circulation, is it going to be usable?
Which, hold on just a second. Run that by me again. The
silver coin
that's already in circulation?
Correct. Like quarters, dimes, nickels, those kinds of things.
Most of those are not silver unless they were made before, is it 1965?
65. Now, a coin that's made before 65 has precious metal in it.
About 90% silver.
Yeah, it's about 90%. Anything after that is junk.
Really? Okay. And what about buying other countries' silver bullion? Like, you can go on eBay, you can find silver bullion or rounds for sale. Those are good, no matter what, correct?
Because they're silver. You want to be cautious. There is some fake silver going around out there. Is it tungsten, Mark, that's being marketed?
Tungsten generally goes into gold. It's usually steel and silver.
Steel? Yeah, you got to be cautious if you're buying from somebody online like that. Usually, if you want to get silver, and I recommend getting silver. I bought some for myself. I would check out Midas Resources. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com. Midas has been selling silver for a long, long time, and they are well-known in the silver business, the gold business.
As I hear it on eBay, the prices are so high there right now that you can actually get comparable stuff at gold.freetalklive.com.
Gold.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is the show you're listening to here tonight. Okay. Is it the first time you've listened to Free Talk Live? Okay. Yeah, so go to gold.freetalklive.com, and there's both gold and silver available on that website from a reputable dealer. That's something that you want to keep in mind when you're buying this stuff.
And the shipping on it is the same for 20 coins as it is for one. So I would recommend getting – I like silver better than gold, personally. That's my opinion. Plus, it's in my price range. So, I would recommend getting either Walking Liberty half dollars or the bag full of dimes that
Mark,
they have there.
What I'd recommend also is they've got a couple books that are there as well. Dishonest Money is one of them. Now, Mark, you've read this book. I haven't had the opportunity. I haven't made the opportunity to read it yet. But you highly recommend this book.
I think it's one of the most important books a person can read. It's right there. They'll send you a Walking Liberty half dollar with it, which basically...
With that book, I thought they changed their deal with that, Mark.
I don't see it on there. I think it's just they're just selling it for $17.99. I don't see the...
You get the Walking Liberty if you buy the Creature from Jekyll Island.
That's a piece of dollar, actually.
Okay, see, they've just changed the deal. Anyway, but the book is great, and you can go and it'll give you a real good rundown of the monetary system and, you know, things that that you need to know, because it sounds to me, just from the questions you're asking, that you're relatively new to the idea of precious metals.
Very, very new. Yes. In fact, I've been looking at different sites, and you know, I don't do any trading or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked on a YouTube page, and you know, the guy was talking about like silver bullion and things like that. And I actually went to eBay and saw, but at the same time, you never know what you're going to get.
You know, probably most of the people on eBay are selling reputable stuff. However, it's kind of scary when you don't know people. They don't have the same reputation. I'd rather pay slightly more and be certain what I'm getting is real than trying to track down that guy that sold me whatever from eBay. There's just no way you're ever going to get your money back.
Tiana, good luck out there. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Again, that's gold.freetalklive.com or silver.freetalklive.com. Either will work.
But I do have a friend who does buy silver from eBay, and he feels like he gets good deals. But recently, he said just in the last few days that because silver's just shooting up, he's like, man, I could buy it cheaper from just some of the dealers.
And how much time are you spending on that, too?
I mean,
that's a factor. For me, time is valuable. So if you're spending a bunch of time placing bids and getting outbid and placing bids.
An hour a week.
You're trying to bid. And bid and bid and bid and try to get the best deal, and you keep getting beat out on different coins. It just makes more sense to just place an order where you can get as many as you want from a reputable dealer at the right price.
Yeah, at gold.freetalklive.com, they have this bag of survival dimes. I think it's 1,000 dimes, but you can also buy the dimes separately. I really am fond of silver dimes as a trading material. If you're going to use them to trade within your friends to sort of, you know, use silver as a currency, well, which, you know, it's real money. It's been money for thousands of years. You can use the dimes very easily because they're worth about $2.50 a piece or something like that right now. And
$2.50.
Yeah, $2.50 a piece.
You know, you started to persuade me on that one, Mark. I'm starting to think that you might be right on that.
I like the dimes. It's only something new for me, too.
I just like the other ones because they're so shiny and pretty.
Which one? The rounds.
The silver rounds. The one-ounce rounds.
Minted silver. It's true. I like them, too. I think the prettiest one that we have there is there's the Mises dollar. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. There's a Mises Silver Round. There's an attractive one. And also the
I just get the cheapest one. I don't care. Like, whatever. As long as it's real silver, I just don't care about what's on it, you know? When I'm not collecting them for the collectible value.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to the Canadian story. Mark, you've got another nightmarish experience from the wonderful Canadian socialized healthcare system.
This is from lifesitenews.com. London, Ontario. February the 17th, one-year-old Joseph Marachli of Windsor, Ontario, will have his life support removed Monday at 10 a.m. after the Ontario Superior Court today rejected an appeal by the parents to bring him home where he can die under their care. Yet listen to this. Mm. This is all so messed up. A leading anti-euthanasia advocate says the decision decision facilitates a system where doctors are authorized to force life and death decisions on patients, warning that this is, in fact, far worse than the death panels recently debated in the U.S. as part of the federal health care law. Monday at 10 a.m., they will kill my baby, Marachli, says Joseph's father. Told LifeSite News shortly after the ruling, there's no more humanity left. There's no more chance. I've tried everything for him. No more appeals. Nothing. I've asked them, why not send him to Windsor? Let him die at home, he continued. They said they will give him an injection, but I don't want to. I ask God, maybe he can, and maybe he can breathe. So what the situation here is this poor family, this poor father, that the kid clearly, he's on life support. They're going to take him off life support, so but they can't. They won't let the family take him home. So
he's ours now,
right? I mean, they can. They'll euthanize him if you'd like. Yeah, we'll give him a shot so he goes quick.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't take him home. I mean, this is the craziest thing ever. So if it was his, because of their socialized healthcare system, he can't choose to keep his child on life support, which should be everyone's right. It seems to me.
Presuming you've got somebody who's willing to pay for it. And
well, yeah. That's the parent. They should be able to choose that.
Well, right. Themselves. But they can't because the Canadian healthcare system owns those decisions.
Yeah.
They fully run the
socialism where everybody's happy.
We'll talk more and here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIX, ZenFax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your calls, your thoughts. Maybe you've had an experience in the Canadian healthcare system, or maybe you lived in France and just thought it was super. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to the website. You can enjoy the features there for free. And if you want to support the show, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com to get links to Amazon. You click into the appropriate Amazon for your country, order the stuff that you're looking to buy, and then sit back and wait as it's shipped to you. And it's great. Amazon's awesome, man. They sell used products, too, now at Amazon. So, again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done and feel good because a portion of your sale is going to Free Talk Live. So start your shopping through the links at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, you're telling us a story out of Canada where one family has had their one-year-old son on life support, and now a judge has handed down a ruling saying that the son must be removed from life support.
Right. The hospital wanted to remove them from life support, remove the child from life support. The family filed an injunction or whatever with the court, and the court sided with the hospital and basically saying that, you know, that this kid's going to be taken off life support. The family apparently is not walking in, you know, walking into the hospital and shooting people, which I can only imagine how upset I would be if basically the government says we're going to kill your kid.
Yeah, and you can't have him. You can't take him home and let him die in your arms. You can't do that. He's going to die in our hands.
It's crazy, crazy stuff. I don't know what the concern of the Canadian government is. Like, he's saying, the parents are saying, at least let us take the child and take him home so he can die with us at home.
Yeah.
Which, they seem to be taking this news pretty well. The kid's clearly, you know, it's got lots of problems. But, you know, I don't know what I'd want, but I want the option of keeping my child on life support as long as I thought that it was the right thing to do. And then, if he was going to pass away, I'd certainly want him to do it at home with his family.
Mark, our doctors have determined that that is not the appropriate measure.
Right, and that's exactly what it's all about. The doctors have determined that that's not the way it should go, and is this what you want for you and your family? And this is what it's going to be
like.
This
is the price you have to pay if you want free health care.
It's not free.
Someone has to make some decisions.
Right, absolutely. The decisions are taken away from the family, and they're given to people that that don't have to suffer the emotional hardships.
Mark, everyone deserves health care.
Well, then why can't this kid stay on life support?
Well, everyone except for the people we decide don't deserve it.
Absolutely. That's the problem, is that you got a cost-benefit analysis that goes on with this public sector health care situation.
But people's lives.
Yes. I mean, you know, it's life or death, and here you've got the government killing a one-year-old baby.
Look, Mark. We've got there's only so much money, and we have to spend it on somebody. We have to spend it on health care. It's our mandate. You know, it's government-run health care. We have to spend this money, and there's some people that deserve it more. I mean, the people that are 1 year old, they're not contributing. They're not paying taxes. The people that are 90 years old, they're not paying taxes. They're not contributing to society.
But their families are.
I understand that, Mark, but we have a very realistic situation here where there's only so much money to go around. Do you want us to raise taxes?
It's absolutely true. Absolutely true. But this is the dilemma that you're put in with public sector health care. Once you put it into the public sector, then there absolutely have to be cost-benefit analysis done on everybody.
Don't you believe that if it would save some lives of some young 20-year-olds that we should kill some 1-year-olds?
No.
But we need to save the lives of the people paying into the system so we can keep it going.
What
don't
if they're bad
understand?
People?
Who?
The people that they're saving.
Well, I understand that, Mark. And maybe you could make an argument that bad people should also not get the health care, because we do need to save some money. So maybe you're onto something there. Maybe prisoners and those folks should also not get health care.
I mean, it's whatever yardstick one feels like using. I don't particularly like the idea of the people that make these decisions. How about we take how about we not have them and their families suffer anymore and just end the lives of the people that are taking the lives of people in Canada?
Wait, you're talking about killing bureaucrats?
I'm just saying. I mean, somebody's making these cost-benefit analysis.
Yeah.
You know, it's just somebody's arbitrary yardstick that says, well, this is acceptable, this isn't acceptable. In this case, it's the Consent and Capacity Board of Ontario.
Mm. I mean, wow.
You know, so,
what kind of a job is that? I mean, making these decisions.
Baby killings?
Right. Making decisions over people's families and their lives and the ability to have their son come home and die in some level of dignity or what they think is dignified.
What I didn't get to point out is the hospital, by not allowing them to take the child home to die, also doesn't allow them to take the child to some hospital in the United States. I mean, do you see they can't take the... That's what I'd do. If I were in Ontario, I'd be right over that bridge into Buffalo and Ontario probably... I don't know.
So the idea is once it's checked into the government system, that's it. You are at their will and their mercy.
So I would be...
What happens if you kidnap your kid from the hospital? Then they're like after you on a all-points
bulletin? I don't think you'll get across the border.
Yeah. Wow. Scary stuff.
Yeah.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. Don't worry, Mark. They won't do it like that in America. In America, when it's socialized medicine, it'll be compassionate.
All the babies will be saved.
That's right. We do it right in America, not like those Canadians.
Well,
up there.
See, this is the sad truth here is that this child is likely to die and will die without the respirator on them. The problem is that this family doesn't get to make their own decision. If they got to make the decision, look, we can't pay for this anymore. This is just, you know, it's best to move on. That's the decision they have to make, and they can come to terms with it. But in this case, the decision is taken away from them, and coming to terms with it must be much more difficult.
The proponents, interesting you bring that up, the idea of paying to keep the child on life support and then possibly running out of money and then unfortunately having to make the decision that if you can't find a charity or somebody like that to keep the child on, to pull it off and have your child die. Somebody who supports the idea of socialized medicine without really knowing how it's panned out in the countries in which it's been tried would make the claim that, well, that wouldn't happen under socialized medicine.
Yeah, sure.
You wouldn't run out of money.
They'll make all kinds of – they'll make any claim they can possibly make in order to get you to sign up for this public sector mm-hmm. healthcare thing, and then once you've got it, screw you, get it undone. I mean, try to go around it.
Yeah. Oh, just think, your son who's in a coma would be in a coma forever because it'd be socialized and everybody else would pay for it. It'd be the government single payer, and you wouldn't have to worry about paying
awesome.
For your grandpa that's in the hospital forever, you know, 15 years or whatever.
Well,
that's not going to happen.
Somebody is going to make that decision, and the government's going to be killing your family members.
Yeah, absolutely the case. And yet some people, they believe this story that everything is just cool in Canada. It is great. Hey, I've been to that Canadian healthcare system, and they treated me just great. We've had people call in to say this before.
Absolutely.
It was awesome.
I'm not going to discount their experience. I'm sure that they did have a good experience.
I didn't have to pay a dime, and it was all free, and it was fantastic. We need this here, too. And they just ignore all of the other stories about people who have been put on a waiting list and have died while waiting for some sort of a surgery.
Right.
Or somebody who did receive a surgery, but it was botched up and they have no way of actually having any kind of recourse against the people that did that surgery. They're government employees, essentially, completely, you know, maybe they can appeal to some sort of a board, but there's no real way to hold those people responsible for making a mistake like leaving a towel inside somebody as they did an operation, or the fact that the system pays for some of the cheapest kinds of implants, for instance, like a fake leg, for instance. They're using the cheapest of materials. You don't have the option to upgrade. You'll get what they give you. It's free, buddy. So shut the F up and take it. Tell us you like it.
When it comes to these situations, people get all these ideas because it's really expensive. Medicine's expensive, but it's expensive because of the government intervention that we have had.
Yeah,
here on Free Talk Live, we do not support the system that we currently have. We support freedom in the area of medicine. And
it's not even close.
Not even close. More than half of the healthcare dollars in the United States are spent by the government. And
incredibly regulated.
They add a huge amount of overhead, which means more money, costs more money, and that's part of the problem we have today. I don't think we should go all the way in order to socialize healthcare in order to fix the problems that the government's already created.
This is what
the government does in every sector, every time. It gets involved, it creates a problem, it finds a solution to that problem by getting further involved, creates more problems, finds more solutions, gets further involved. This is how it grows and grows.
And then before you know it, your kids are being killed by this system that you've maybe at one point believed in.
Yeah. I guess I shouldn't use the term kid in this, being killed in this circumstance. The hospital is letting him die.
I see.
Just letting him choke to death.
All right.
They'll give him a shot to euthanize him.
And so I don't know where this is in this country right now. I guess the Obamacare thing, is that still moving forward, or there's been talk about it being repealed?
There's portions of it that they're looking at repealing, but
it hasn't happened,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So if it does happen here, are you going to participate? Are you going to pay the taxes that support it?
Lots of states are nullifying it.
You have to ask yourself those questions because you may have to come up against this at some point in the near future. We are out of time for tonight, though. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow for the live Saturday edition, so make sure you join us for that. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.